He said he didn't think it was a thing but sleeping at the foot of the bed. And I said, well, I know what he's talking about. When we'd have company, I'd have to sleep at the foot of the bed. And it was uncomfortable, too. And sleep on beds, maybe down on the floor. We didn't bed. And it's a wonder with fireplaces that the more beds got a fire than they did. I don't know. We'd escape. People escaped, though.
Did you ever call them pallets?
Yes, in the summertime, you know, they spread a quilt. Thick, double, to where you make it soft, you know, put it down on the floor, put a pillow. If you didn't have plenty of pillows, you could double another quilt or something. There's always a way, you know, manage.
And that would be the, have an extra bed then.
Yes.
Would you describe your kitchen? What did you have in the kitchen?
Well, we had a cast iron wood stove, of course. And my mother had a safe, a wooden safe with 10 doors. And in recent years, they call them pie safes. And I had one of them that my niece gave me when the house burned, and I traded it. It was old and the shell sort of shackled up. Yeah, I asked her if she wanted it back when I got my china closet cabinet. She said no, so I traded it and got a little boot and got a wooden bowl like they used to make biscuit dough. You put the dough trays.
Oh, yeah.
They were about that long, you know, and a little handle on the end, but it's made in wood. The tray. Well, I wanted one of them just a few years back, but I heard of one, but it was $20. Well, they had two wooden bowls. See that one in there on top of my refrigerator?
Oh, yes.
That one was 4.5, and I had one $6, it was larger. Well, by the time I got to trade through with the lady that had the store, she'd got rid of the one, the larger one, took, so I took that one and some boots for the pie sink.
I see. How did you keep milk? I think you were saying yesterday that you kept milk in the
branch.
It's kind of branch, yeah. That came from the spring.
Yeah,
right?
It was cold branch water.
And, but...
Well, now, some people had milk houses, but not very many, I don't know. And some people would keep it in a bucket and suspend it down in a dug well, you know, where they had a dug well.
But you, I think you never heard the word dairy used for that?
Dairy? No. Well, I guess they used it then, but we didn't have any of the damages of it.
Mm-hmm. Would a dairy be a place to keep milk cold? And
I don't know of anybody that had one. There would be there's some that had just a small, well, then there's underground cellars. And sometimes I think people kept the milk maybe even under there. It was unhandy, but they could raise a plank of the floor over the cellar or go in from the outside to have a door, you know. They had one there at my grandfather's old place, a cellar. We were speaking of chairs, I could show you a chair that I have here.
Well, that's
very tight. But I think that yesterday I was going through with some of my pictures.